Science News Now, there's some new research that suggests that nearly a quarter of all autism cases may be connected to the presence of certain antibodies transmitted during pregnancy. The study recently published in the journal Translational Psychiatry suggests that these antibodies interfere with fetal brain development. We spoke to one mother who participated in that study. Jackie Murphy is mother of an autistic 8-year-old. Listen.
And I can say for our family, for me myself, I did want to have more children. But knowing that I was positive for these antibodies and knowing how affected my son is, I was able to make the choice that I was not going to have any more children because I have other children to care for and our son who's affected and needs a lot of attention.
Judy Vanderwater is professor at the UC Davis School of Medicine. She's the lead author of this study. She joins me now from her home in California. Dr. Vanderwater, hi.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Autism, the genesis of autism, a huge source of controversy and scientific complication. So we may be getting some clarity here. Subclinical influenza, flu infection without symptoms, has been suspected by a lot of researchers to be connected to autism. And right away when I read your study, I thought antibodies and influenza, is there a connection here?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question. We don't know what the connection is between any infection that the mother's had at this point in time. These antibodies are special because these antibodies are actually generated by the mother, and we don't know how they're generated, but they're generated or they're made specifically to proteins that the mother has and that the fetus has inside them. So we call them autoantibodies.
Do the antibodies come and go? Meaning we heard from the one mother there before who said she decided to have no more children. Is it possible you can have the antibodies during one pregnancy, maybe test later and then be in the clear?
At this point in time, we don't think so. I have actually, Jackie's been kind enough to let us sample her blood over time. And her antibodies haven't gone away, even though the first time we took them was 5 years ago. So I think we're fairly confident that once you have them, like most autoantibodies, that they stay. The study still needs to be done to see how long they're on, you know, that they're present in the mother. But at this point in time, we think that they are there.
And what do we know about how the antibodies in the mother's body affect brain development in the developing fetus? How are those two things connected?
We're thinking at this point in time, because antibodies, which are normally in the fetus to protect the fetus from anything that the mother was exposed to until their immune system comes on board, these antibodies are circulating throughout them starting after day 100 of gestation or of pregnancy. We think that they are finding their targets and probably most likely blocking the function of the proteins that they recognize. So those proteins are very important in getting the developing neuron on track. And, you know, for each of the proteins actually has a role during a different time point in the neurons that make up the brain as they develop.
Well, as you know, Judy Vanderwater, and a lot of people listening to this will know, there has long been some suspicion of a connection between childhood vaccines and autism, and all the best science has knocked that down, despite the insistence of some celebrities who want to maintain that there still is a connection. But antibodies are common to both vaccines and to your research, and I wonder what more light we can shed on this controversy, given what you found.
I think because this is taking place, we don't know what causes them. It's not like the mother could do anything about them. You know, millions of women have autoimmune diseases that we have no idea how they got them. I think they're really two separate issues at this point in time. As we go forward, if we ever can figure out what causes the antibodies to be made, maybe at some point in time we'll have more information on what exposures cause them to be made. But really, this is what's happening during gestation versus post-gestation or post-pregnancy, you know, after the baby's born. So we're talking about two very different time periods.
Well, this research could potentially lead to new tests for expectant mothers that could perhaps help prevent up to a quarter of cases of autism. Dr. Judy Vanderwater of UC Davis School of Medicine, thank you.
Thank you.